Thunder Media.
Well, more motorsport coming up this weekend in the Australian Capital Territory, and it's the ACT Speedway's turn to take focus with the Sprint Car Shootout. Murray Johnson joins us, and Murray, it is going to be a huge event. 19 Sprint Cars already locked in, and the start of a very special production sedan race will be the headlines of this weekend's racing.
It certainly will, Craig. The Capital Cup, the inaugural Capital Cup, sponsored by the three tyre power dealers in Canberra. Great to have them guys on board. The dealerships in Belconnen, Tuggeranong and Queanbeyan. They were with us last year and they've come back on board again this year. And the Capital Cup is something that we want to do, make it a yearly event. And we've put up very good prize money. In fact, we've put up $5,000 across the division. So I think it's $2,500 take home for the winner. So it's certainly, it's going to be a very well-thought out event for sure.
And the first time the 410 Sprint Cars are in action at the ACT Speedway, that is going to be a big moment for the club, who have worked so hard over the past, 10 years to get the track now up to that first grade level.
Oh, certainly. I tell you what, I've got to say, I've got butterflies in my tummy, running an event like this, and with, or the club, I should say, the club. Running an event like this and to have 410s here for the very first time. And actually, in fact, no different to the Speed Cars a couple of seasons ago. It's the first time ever Sprint Cars have ever run within the ACT border. So, it's a big event. It all came about, obviously, with what went on in Sydney in the last 12 months or so. And we had the opportunity to run Sprint Cars and we took it. And so I'm very confident it's going to be a great success for us. I really am. But it's certainly it's a big deal for us here at the club, because we are a club run track and it's all volunteer based. So for us to take this on, it's a big deal, and certainly we want to put on a good show.
Because you're expecting such a huge crowd this weekend, you have put some things in place to make it easier for people to come along and watch the racing action.
We have. It's anyone who's been to the Speedway in the past, we do struggle for parking. It is no secret that it is parking. We have improved it a lot, and we've put a lot of measures in place to make the parking so we can get as many cars in there as we possibly can. But we're expecting a bigger crowd than what we can handle for parking wise. So people, please be prepared that if you get to the entry gate off Pialago Avenue and there's a sign there, or there's people directing you to another parking station, please go with us and bear that in mind, because we have set up parking at Queanbeyan Seaford Oval just off Yass Road, and there'll be parking in there, and then we'll be running shuttle buses back, and we'll probably have two buses running. We get the demand for two buses, there'll be two buses running, shuttling people from Seaford over to the venue, and obviously at the end of the evening there'll be return people going back. So you can still bring your deck chairs, you can still bring your rug and all that sort of thing, but it will be it'll be a little bit different for people, and we're just trying to make people aware of that. It will take a bit longer. The people, please have patience, and purchase your tickets, pre-purchase your tickets, please, on Eventbrite. It's eventbrite.com, and be prepared for that, and we'll try and do our best to shuttle people in and out of the venue as quickly and as smoothly as we can.
You've just put up the nominations for the three divisions running: Sprint Cars, as we mentioned, production sedans, and of course the Legend Cars are back. And they certainly at the last meeting at ACT Speedway had a lot of tempers flared.
It was certainly good racing, as it always is with Legends, but you put a title up and it's game on, and your tempers did flare. And on and off the track, I've got to say, but that division, everyone that comes and sees the Legends for the first time, they love them, and they certainly support us at the track, as they have done for a long time. And it was great seeing a new champion crowned this year, which was Darren Snowden. He's a local guy from the Goulburn Collector area, and he's been racing around the tracks for years, and it was great to see him get into Legend in the last couple of seasons, and he takes it very, very seriously. And he come up trumps and took the crown away from Rob Rawlings, who's been multiple ACT champion over the last few years. And that was great for Darren. And
for the fans that want to come out and see the Mad Harry Steel Sprint Car Shootout, we're going to have the benefit of a couple of local drivers in the field. Of course, Michael Stewart, who's come up through the ACT Speedway ranks and before that racing very successfully in karting. And along with him, Jackson Delamont, who has had a great season. And not to forget, Brendan Scorgi, who won the first regional Rumble events.
Yes, that's right. We're pretty, stoked to have those three guys here and come and support us. Especially, I've got to say, Michael Stewart, because we've got a great association with Michael because he did win the ACD Speedcar title only two seasons ago. And he has sprung, I've got to say, into sprint cars. And wow, hasn't he taken a hold of that opportunity by the throat and making the best of it. The team that he's associated with, we're talking such a professional outfit from down the south coast here at Wollongong. And they've got beautiful equipment and he is, coming to grips with that car and unassuming young lad he is, but he is certainly doing a great job with that opportunity he's been given. Want to sort of take special note and mention the Team Delamont, from out there in Young in New South Wales there, a couple of hours away. They have been massive supporters of us at ACT Speedway. If I might just take a minute to tell you that, we many years ago when we were constructing the Speedway and we were, beg, steal and borrow for every little bit of equipment and everything that we could get to build that track. Harry Delamont, he helped us out on more than one occasion with, simple things like this, the wire cabling around the fence, donated all that to us. It's helped us out. We just recently put up a beautiful new spectator fence around the perimeter of the track. Phone call to Michael Delamont at Mad Harry Steel. Him and Jackson straight away come on board, helped us out, and they've been great supporters of us. And to have him as the major sponsor for this meeting and to have Jackson running with the Mad Harry Steel colours on the car, it's really great opportunity for us. And I'll just quickly note too that Brendan Scorgi, everyone knows the Scorgi name in Speedway around this region, which I think it'd be his grandfather, Terry, I would imagine, mighty sedan driver back in the day. And young Brendan, he's certainly coming up through the ranks and he can put on a pretty good show, they tell me. So we're certainly looking forward to having those three guys with us and also the guys from coming down from Sydney as well, Brett, Stacey and alike. It's going to be wild out there having these 850 to 900 horsepower, massive horsepower cars are ripping around our track.
The work that you guys have done in preparation, even people who are at the Australian Compact Speed Car Championship only a month ago might not recognise the venue that they were watching on that night to what they're going to experience this weekend.
Yeah, certainly there's been, we're led by our president, Terry McGlashan, and a small band of people, and we've certainly had a few week working bees of late. Some signage on the track and some electronic signboards we've been gifted by Allcott Hire. They're great supporters of us at the Speedway as well. Relocated a couple of grandstands and trying to, make it as comfortable for everyone as we can. It's always something happening out there, I've got to say, and certainly, having the sprint car event is certainly, we had to step up and try and enhance it and make it as best we can for the spectator, and because we want to rope them in, we want them coming back. So we've got to put on a good show and try and give them the best facilities that we can at the level that we are at. There's a lot of work to be done, and it is sort of one step forward, two steps back sometimes, but we're certainly heading in the right direction.
So just a reminder, tickets available at Eventbrite. Highly recommend getting tickets before you come to the event. That ticket includes the shuttle bus to get you from Seaford Oval to the ACT Speedway. And gates open for the spectators at 2:30. And then you'll have racing on the track from 5 p.m. this Saturday night.
Correct. Between 5 to 5:30 we'll commence racing. And, the sun is going down a little bit earlier these days, as we all know. So we'll be having the sprint cars. They won't be on first up because we're going to try and manage that track of ours because we're talking around about a 30-degree day on Saturday. So sprint cars will come out a little bit later in the evening, but it'll be worth the wait, Craig. As you know, it'll be worth the wait.
Murray, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you here on the show. And we're looking forward to the sprint car making their debut at ACT Speedway, and certainly let's not forget the production sedan Tyre Power Capital Cup, which headlines the big night of racing at ACT Speedway. And you can catch up with more actspeedway.org.au or on Facebook at ACT Speedway.
Excellent. Great. Thank you very much, Craig. Look forward to seeing you and many more out there on Saturday night. Look forward to it. Thank you.
That's all we have time for on this edition of Inside Motorsport. Till next time round, keep smiling and bye for now.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.